Okay, so I'm joined here with
Fiona Hodge
and
Maria Keaveney.
And these guys are just back from Rio, is that right?
That's right, yeah, just returned.
And it was a long flight, I take it.
Yeah, well, we flew into London and a 12-hour flight to Rio de Janeiro, but it was my first World Youth Day. We were going, and we work with the Legion of Mary, and we were attending a Legion of Mary youth conference that is trying to encourage legionaries that are attending.
Is this in Rio, is it?
In Rio, that are attending the World Youth Day to meet up and get together. And that's the reason we were going. We were attending a conference, but the Legion invited us to go over there and spend the week for World Youth Day. But just the buzz, and as I was saying earlier, you know, going through hard times here in Ireland with the whole kind of pro-life and debate, and you know, kind of when you're trying to practice your faith now, this whole secularisation kind of in Ireland, I even find it hard in my own daily life with my family and in work. But to go over there, 3 million young, gorgeous South American Catholics from all over the world, and the buzz.
Is this the women or the men?
Well, we were too flipping old for a lot of them. I feel like I'm saying, speak for yourself, Maria. These 20-year-olds were coming up hugging us, and because of course Fiona had me decked out in an Irish flag, and they were running up and wanting to take photographs and where he's from, and we were saying we're from Ireland, and you know, we met Cardinal Pell from Sydney and different bishops and the catechesis every day, and just to be on Copacabana, and when the Pope was talking about, you know, evangelize and be proud of your faith. And of course we're in the Legion, and I've been involved in doing stuff where you go door to door abroad and that in the UK and that, and I was heading off on this, so we were just on a buzz over this.
How about you, Fiona? Were you, I mean, I heard you had Maria decked out in a tricolour. What about you? Did Maria have you decked out in anything?
Well, I had us both decked out in the tricolour. Well, I'd been to a World Youth Day before in Cologne, and I realised, like, if you have a flag of your country, it identifies you as something, and people can relate to you, and other Irish people can find you or whatever. And that was a good starting point. So people would say to us, oh, are you from Ireland? We'd say, yeah, we're from the Legion of Mary in Ireland. So we thought we might as well plug our own group while we're there as well. And there was only 165 Irish out of the 3.7 million. So we were a novelty, and we were loving it.
So did you get to do any dancing on Copacabana? Let's try that one, will you?
Yeah. We actually did in the end.
Copacabana, there we go.
No, this is the problem. Now, I'll explain this to you. I was like you. I used to say Copacabana. It's Copacabana.
Copacabana.
Yeah, sorry. It took me about a week, but I've got it now. No, it was very interesting. After the final mass, they had music and all from what I would consider the equivalent of the three priests in Ireland. But of course, these guys were doing salsa and all the rest because they were in Brazil, Rio. But they were priests and they were Orthodox, so it was all right.
So you were learning the salsa as well as praying?
Well, trying, learning the salsa on the sand. But that was all after the final mass, so we were free to do what we loved.
So fun was a big part of it, obviously.
Yes, I think it really was. Actually, one thing that was interesting was when we were going to Rio, everyone said, oh, you have great weather, you got a great tan or whatever. But God sometimes has other plans. It actually rained for 5 out of 8 of the days, and the other 3 days were kind of cloudy with a bit of sun. So I think it would have been way more of a party atmosphere, Rio, Copacabana Beach, all this kind of stuff. So I think the rain was probably good in a sense. It kept it more like a pilgrimage. I really do think that. And then the last day when the final mass was over, the sun came out, you know, everybody started dancing on the beach. And that was the real, it was like, you've done the pilgrimage, now just enjoy the rest of the day. It was lovely. It was really nice.
How about you, Maria? Were you dancing?
Well, we were dancing on top of a wheelie bin at one stage, because you can imagine 3 million young Catholics coming in, flooding the city in Rio. And Fiona was brilliant. She was ingenious. She spotted this wheelie bin because the Pope was going by in his Pope meal. There wasn't a chance. So we got on top of this wheelie bin, even got a photograph took with the bin man after it was picking it up. But like that, just the buzz and the crack. And just, we were saying, you know, health and safety. Can you imagine this in Ireland? 3 million young guys and girls stay a night over on a beach, you know, with the sea and the waves. No problems. We didn't see one fight. If people banged off, they'd be saying, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, just the kind of joy and kind of real genuine sincerity about them. And there was nuns and priests mixed among them and dancing and singing. And we just thought, gosh, you know, like, you know, if the media, I suppose, even in Ireland could just see this. Like, you know, I'll tell you, the Catholic Church was alive and well and booming in Rio de Janeiro that week.
And tell me, will you be going to the next World Youth Day?
Well, I could be a bit old unless I go with the Legion of Mary, but like in Krakow, I've been to Poland once before, but the Polish people there, they were just jumping with joy. I mean, I'd say it's going to be amazing. And please God, we're hoping that the Legion of Mary will have another international youth conference, and you never know.
And Fiona, what about World Youth Day here in Ireland?
Well, very interestingly, we were talking to Cardinal Pell in the sacristy after he had done his catechesis with us and just introducing ourselves and asking for a photo. And then he just came out of the blue and he said, wouldn't it be wonderful if World Youth Day was in Ireland? And it was just, oh, it was lovely to hear that from him now, whether it will ever happen. But I think it would do wonders for our country, you know, because it just, it's like getting a huge big evangelization group to come to your city for a week and just blast through the whole city. And there can't not be a good effect after that. I mean, it does something to the city, there's no doubt about it.
And how hard do you think that'll be to be able to organize that and have it here?
I don't know how hard. I mean, I'm thinking back to the Eucharistic Congress. I mean, that was very well organised and everything. And I would say based on that, we could do it. I just don't know what the numbers would be like. I mean, 3.7 million. I mean, it's like the population of Ireland coming to Dublin or somewhere. So I don't know if it would work logistically. But maybe there could be a cap on the numbers. Maybe they could say we can take 1 million people.